Hey, Dr. Mike here. So on Monday, Dr. Crisso and I posted one of our favorite shows. We do. It's the first show of every month. It's called The In and Out. It's the three things you want to do. The three things that are in to live forever-ish. And the one thing that's out you don't want or you want to avoid because it's not going to help you live forever-ish. So on the episode on Monday that we posted, in number one was CoQ10. And it turns out there's new research showing that CoQ10 is good for liver health, specifically for lowering liver enzymes in people that have liver inflammation, maybe fatty liver issues. CoQ10 can play a significant role in helping essentially the liver to heal and function better. Now, listen, CoQ10 for me has been a foundational nutrient for years. I take it every day, 200 milligrams every day. I really think if you're into supplementation, you know, there's just some core ones that you want. A good multivitamin, probiotic, CoQ10 is up there. So consider CoQ10, especially if you got some liver issues. In number two was slow wave sleep. Turns out, let me back up for a second. Slow wave sleep is what most people would call deep sleep. Okay, this is the restorative sleep. And most adults, we only spend about 10 to 20% of that of our sleep time in deep sleep, slow wave sleep. And then it gets worse as we get older, especially when you hit 60s, that seems to be when it begins, the amount of time in deep sleep decreases more. So somebody maybe in, let's say, 70 or 80, maybe only spending 5%. Of their sleep time in deep sleep. And that's just not good. That's when we need to heal and restore. It's so, so good for us. And what this study actually showed was that the lack of deep sleep can actually increase the risk of all-cause dementia, not just Alzheimer's. There's other types of dementias in there. So what is in number two? You got to get your deep sleep. If you're concerned about that, we reviewed three nutrients that could be very helpful. You got to go over to the podcast we posted on Monday to learn about those. So there are three nutrients that can help. In number three was coriander or cilantro, right? Coriander is the seed. Cilantro is plant. I know a lot of people don't like it. I love it. I find it fantastic. I add it to all kinds of soups and foods. I just think it brings a brightness and a unique flavor to things. But it turns out there's some new research showing that it could be good for irritable bowel syndrome, specifically if you're more on the diarrhea side. It may be good for lipid profiles and cardiovascular disease. So go check out Monday's podcast for more information there. And then out. This is the thing you don't want. It's added sugar. And we got to keep talking about this. Another study clearly shows the association between added sugar and metabolic syndrome, added sugar and insulin and glucose issues, added sugar and heart disease risks. It's clear. Added sugar is really, and it's often that hidden sugar, by the way, right? When you may not think that ketchup you're about to use has that much sugar. You'd be surprised that they actually add sugar to that to balance the tomatoes that make the ketchup. So added sugars, hidden sugars, we really got to decrease those in our diet because they just, again, another great study showing a connection to metabolic syndrome. For the rest of the show, you got to go check it out at liveforeverish.com. And when you're there, hey, there's all kinds of other shows to watch. Whenever you do, we just appreciate it if you like, share, and comment, and subscribe so you never miss a show. That's at liveforeverish.com. Our sponsor, Life Extension, by the way, wants to say thank you. Go to lifeextension.com, purchase whatever you want, and when you check out, put in the discount code PODCAST, and you'll get 10% off $50 or more, plus free shipping and handling. I'm Dr. Mike. Thanks for listening.